利路亚，我们高兴奉主受圣名，我们在这边一起来学习道理。
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we are very happy that we are all gathered here to learn His teachings.
那我们昨天开始的亚伯拉罕的故事，那个。
And yesterday we started to learn about the story of Abraham.
我看我们回去之后，每个人都有再重新把它看一遍了哈。
And I'm sure that every one of us went home and studied the lesson once again.
那亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕从头开始就是有信心。
And ever since the beginning, Abraham had faith.
那我们看完亚伯拉罕的这个。到昨天，我们就晓得信心是什么。
And from our lessons of him yesterday, we realized and learned what is the true faith.
那个，因为我们是这样子，就是一起来谈，所以我可以问你们了，对不对？
The sense is a discussion forum, so I can ask you questions.
好，所以你也可以问我，对不对？
Likewise, you can ask me questions too.
好，那。当然你要问的话是从最后面开始问对不对哈
And I'm going to ask questions from people that sits at the back of the chapel first
刚好我认识 Benson 那他刚好坐在那边
Since I know Benson and also he sits in the back
即使不要问他他都会了
And I'm sure he knows the answer already
好、哦、兄弟啊好那个要问问题，那个问题的那个什么技术是先问问题，然后再叫人，对不对？教学不是这样子吗？让大家有思考的那个机会。
The skill of asking questions is that you post a question first, and then you pick have people have time to think about it, and then you pick on who's going to answer.
亚伯兰一生都是以信为开始。
Abraham ever since the beginning had faith at the center of life.
到最后还是信。
At the end, he had his faith.
那在亚伯兰他一生里面，信心是讲些什么
？So what are the
什么叫做信心
？What are the meanings of his faith during his lifetime？
我们说，我们平常会说，哦，这个人有信心，那个人有信心，我有信心，我没有信心。到底信心是什么
？Frequently, we would state that this person so and so has faith, and we have faith. So, what is this faith that we speak of?
亚伯拉罕他一生，我们从昨天四个小时，对不对？一直谈亚伯拉罕故事，他的信心是什么
？From the 4 hours of lessons on Abraham yesterday, what is Abraham's faith? What does it mean?
哦，这是我们的问题哈。
That is the question I like to pose.
好，先放着。
So let's set that aside first.
让你考虑嘛，对不对
？And please ponder about it.
好，那我们今天这三个小时，我的主题是要放在那个亚伯拉罕有两个儿子。
So today's lesson, next 3 hours, I would like to use the topic, Abraham has two sons.
那第一个儿子昨天已经生下来了，对不对
？And we all know that his first son was born yesterday already.
那第二个正在要生。
And the second one is about to come.
啊，那第二个儿子生的过程我们比较熟悉哈。
We are more familiar with the birth of the second son.
他等了等了等了好久，到亚伯拉罕100岁了，神再来说，哎，要生了。
God had Abraham waited until close to 100 years old before he granted him another son.
这时候他想不想生呢、啊？
Do you think that he wants to have another child?
他这时候有没有心理准备说我要生个小孩
？Do you think he had prepared his heart to receive another child?
没有。
Of course not.
在这之前，他80几岁的时候，他有跟神说：“哦，我要生，你不给我生的啦。”那时候他心里有准备。当他生下以实玛利之后，怎么样？神10几年连一句话都不讲啊。那也越来，我们讲生孩子越等越没有希望，到最后他叫什么呀？算了。
When he was around 80 years old, he asked for God for another child, and God did not grant it to him. At that time, he was ready for another child. And ever since he had Ishmael, till his second child, he practically gave up on the thought of another child.
所以当他100岁的时候，神来找他说：“我是全能的，对不对？你要完全。”
So all of a sudden, at age 100 years old, God came to him and told him he is almighty and he will grant him a son.
神说你要生小孩。
God told him you will give birth to a child.
他虽然趴在地上，但是他是笑的。
So even though he was, he laid face flat on the ground in fear, but he also was in, overjoyed in heart.
好，十八章之后，我们十八章一开始是什么呢？神要去毁灭所多玛、蛾摩拉。
Starting from Genesis chapter 18, it begins to record the story of God trying to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah.
亚伯兰是很好客。
Abraham was very hospitable.
这个从第一节到第八节是很好的道理了。我们现在你把动词查出来，然后名字查出来，你就看出亚伯拉罕他整个的服事过程。
And if you look at chapter 18, verse 1 through 8, look at all the adjectives and all the nouns, you will learn about Abraham's servitude.
那查出他的动词，他做是动作。
And if you study every one of the adjectives in this chapter, verb in this chapter,
爱心没有动作，这种爱心是假的。
Love without action, the love is fake.
有时候你没有嘴巴没有讲爱，其实你的动作就是爱了。
And even though sometimes you do not express your love with words, but your action reflects your love.
当然我们不能说吃人嘴软了、啊、不能说了、哦、但是吃完之后这个天使其实常常有一个神、啊、说就应许他说明天要生了、啊、明年但是这老早就应许的了不能这样说我们不能说因为三个天使给亚伯兰请完之后才说你明年要生不可以这样说
We can't say that the three angels appeared, therefore Abraham will have a child.
但是，事实是他吃完之后，再说明年要生。
But the fact is that after he dined with the three angels, the fact is after that he next year after that he will have a child.
他先生趴在地上笑一次，他太太。再怎么样，上坟后又笑一次。
He himself lay flat on the ground and was overjoyed, and his wife standing behind the tent was happy as well, was laughing.
那个时候，妇人只能在帐篷里面了哈，服侍还是男人出来。
At that time,
陪客，但是陪客亚伯兰是站在旁边哦，他还没有吃哦。
The woman at that time could only either serve or stand behind the tent, and it was the master, the man who was serving the guest. But however, he did not partake the dinner with them.
那神很有趣啊，十三节神那个十八章神对亚伯兰说：“嘿，你太太为什么偷笑啊？”暗笑啊。
And God in verse 13, chapter 18, here asked Abraham, "Why does Sarah laugh?"
那十五节、啊，傻了就怕说我不曾说我没有笑了。
Verse 15, Sarah was afraid of that, so she lied and said, "I did not laugh."
那神跟他说：“哎呀，不要客气了，你是笑了。”
But God was very humorous and said, "Do not be shy. Just admit that you did laugh."
神也蛮有风趣的了，是不是
？God is humorous sometimes.
你看这个对话。我没有笑，有了你笑了。
And Sarah here having to deny her being, laughing, but God insisted that she did.
好，所多玛、蛾摩拉这个故事我们没有办法讲哈，我们来看他们生小孩。
So let's skip this story of Sodom and Gomorrah due to time constraint.
二十一章。
Let's look at skip to chapter 21.
真的生了、啊。二十一章第一节。
Chapter 21 verse 1.
神照先前所说的话就。让这个事情成就了。
Indeed, God fulfilled His promise.
我们看第二节
，verse two.
当亚伯拉罕年老的时候，撒拉怀了孕，到神所说的日期，就给亚伯拉罕生一个儿子，所以是第二个儿子。
Verse 2, Sarah became pregnant, born son to Abraham in his old age, at the very time God had promised him.
到神所说的日期
，at the very time God had promised him.
这个我们知道，在人间的时候，我们常常把它分成三个等类的这种时候。
We've always have three categories of keeping track of time.
一种时候是神绝对的，你不可以改变的，就是神也不跟你商量的那种时候，就是很 absolute。
One category of time is that God's time, basically, it's absolute and we cannot have a say in it.
比如说创造,
for example, creation.
他不用跟你商量,
he does not need to discuss when he
creates the world.
Basically, that's a timetable of God and everything will happen according to his will.
降生到世上,
Jesus Christ descending upon
你看加拉太书, 他说, 时, 那个什么, 日子满足, 他神的那个有一个经文, 说到了, 嗯, okay.
In the book of Galatians, it says when that happened, God's timetable was fulfilled, and that was not up for discussion. It just happened according to his will.
我们知道了世界末日也是一样,
likewise with the end of the world, it's like that too.
这个不是说你 我在想了，不是说你大家一起祷告神就会把时候挪前挪后。我看这个好像创世，像耶稣降生一样。
I doubt that if every one of us got together and prayed to God that he will shift the end of the world around for to our liking.
那一种时候呢，是神人配合的时候。
The second category is the man working with God in terms of the time.
比如说神 那个耶稣的这个救恩已经来了，这是来了之后，这就是什么？悦纳的时候，这段时期。
And for example, God's salvation has came upon us at a time from His salvation. And now is basically the time of tolerance.
那你要去配合。
But we must.
去coordinate
with God.
你如果不去配合，时间也过了。但是你神这个时候也要有你的时候来配合。
You must coordinate with God. If you don't, then this time will pass you. However, God will also respond to your coordination.
那一种是人的时候。
And the third type is the time of a human.
所以人的时候是神给人的。 你自由来选择的时候,
basically, God grants us the freedom to choose our own time.
譬如说你吃饭,
for example, the time you wish to eat.
吃饭是你自己定时间了, 神没有说你一定要吃三餐。
God never said that you had to eat three times a day. You set your own schedule.
你也可以吃六餐,
you could eat six times if you want.
你也可以吃两餐,
you could eat twice.
是不是? 这个 就看你, 神已经给你定了这个, 在你里面的这个, 我们所谓的那个, 生理时钟啊, 你都顺着这个去做, 但是你来定了, 这是你自己的时候, 你不能说, 不按照神的旨意啊, 吃三餐, 错了, 应该吃午餐。
And basically that's our biological clock, and every one of us is a little bit different. We can have the freedom to choose when to eat and when not to.
所以神所说的日期, 这个人是, 绝对定的,
so the timetable of God is already set and no one can change it.
这个, 那个什么伊斯玛利的出生不一样在哪里？
Let us look at the difference of the birth of Isaac comparing with the birth of Ishmael.
我们看第21章第5节。
Let's look at chapter 21 verse 5.
他儿子以撒生的时候亚伯兰100岁，撒拉说神使我喜笑，凡听见我的人必跟我一同喜笑。 他各夫妻各笑一次，那最后呢，神也让他笑，最后呢，所有听到的人都一起笑。In
the beginning, Abraham and Sarah heard the news, they laughed. And then after the birth of Isaac, Sarah laughed again. At the end, everyone who heard about it laughed again.
那这也是在历史上蛮好笑的一件事情。
And this is a very humorous event in the history of the Bible.
好。 那因为他为什么好笑呢?
Why is this humorous?
对他们来讲的话是不可能的可能呢?
Because this is achieving the impossible.
所以第七节说，又说谁能预先对亚伯拉罕说，撒拉要乳养婴孩呢？因为他在年老的时候， 我给他生了一个儿子。
That's why in verse 7 she added, who would have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children, yet I have borne him a son in his old age.
那在第二十一章第四节的时候
chapter 21 verse 4
第四节是以撒生下来第八日他就怎么样行割礼。
Here it tells us that on the eighth day, when Isaac was eight days old, Abraham circumcised him.
那我们把这两个人的出生跟他们来比较一下好吗？
So let us compare the two, the birth of his two sons.
我本来想写黑板，然后这样比较，但是就写下来嘛，比较好。
So I'll write down the comparison on the blackboard.
孟伦哈，你最后面的嘛，是不是？来
，Brother Allen, since you're the back at the most.
来比较一下，那谢谢。
Please come forward and write down the differences.
这样比较有印象嘛，是不是
？That way you'll have more of an impression engraved in your mind.
我在讲课什么？我讲的最舒服的是在 Philadelphia， 为什么？他那黑板很大，从这边到这边。那又不用麦克风，也不用录音，你可以跑来跑去这样。
At Philadelphia, the blackboard was really big, so it was really comfortable giving lessons.
放成两边嘛。伊斯玛利哈，伊斯玛利，以撒。好，那我们开始从最先开始，他们出生哈，
So let's look at from their day of birth.
出生一个是什么？一个是等来的，是不是？等了多久？至少等了他从25年。一个是等候这边，等候得来的。那这等候等什么？等一个应许，是不是
？Isaac was
Benson， 是不是这样
？After 25 years，
至少有两个人同意啊，你同意吗？好，谢谢，那才可以写上去嘛。
After
20... 不然你如果说你同意，叫几个手就好了。
Isaac was after 25 years of waiting for a promise of God。
那这边呢？你什么？你怎么得来的？
What about Ishmael?
怎么得来？这是临时动议啊，是不是？临时动议，他忽然一这个心血来潮，仁义的。
Ishmael came about out of a blue.
仁义
out of a wind.
人家说血气，圣经的话叫血气的。
Out of a moment of physical weakness or desire.
好，这是啊、哦，这第一了哈、哦。那第二，他们同样的怎么样？名字，以撒的名字是什么？还没生就已经先取好，对不对？还记得吗？在哪里
？Isaac's name was given to Abraham.
在17:19，对不对
？Even before he was born, recorded at chapter 17, verse 19.
那个以实玛利呢？我们看第16:11。
Let's look at chapter 16, verse 11.
也是怎么样？神老早取好的喽。
Also,
但是不同点在哪里
？God had named this child even before he was born too. But what is the difference?
以实玛利他还没生下来，名字已经取好了。
Ishmael's
谁取的
？Ishmael's name was given to him before he was born.
对，啊、那谁取的？神
God,
都是神取的，那不一样在哪里
？Both was given by God, but what's the difference？
啊、哦，只是娘说，赶快写啊！
不一样，
要不要换手？谁做笔记第一名？啊？
小抄第一，
小抄第一，
有没有谁比较快？
不是，我们讲的时候你就把它画成文字啊。
不一样，讲出来啊。
是啊，刚刚不是讲了吗？不，先把一样写出来啊。
好。
现在是把所有的一样不一样全部要写出来，是比较。 我们是在说比较，一样也写，不一样也写，好吗？
Please write down all the difference and the similarities.
嗯，好，都是神起的，对。那以实玛利神为什么娶？那我们再讲哈，以实玛利已经怀孕了，对不对？已经存在了。
God, the name Ishmael came about when
以实玛利是神娶的，是对已经存在的事实，神给他什么怜悯？什么？是不是
God, ？Basically, God had
有没有同意嘛？怎么静默？那个什么？证明在十六章有没有？基因怀孕了，对不对？她跑出去啊，然后神实在太好了。
Look at chapter 16. After Hagar came, was pregnant.
第十六章第七节，对不对？之后。
Verse 7 and onward.
她跑掉，然后神的神的使者在旷野就遇见他，其实不是遇见他，找到他。
Hagar,
第七节
，verse seven, the angel of the Lord found Hagar near a spring.
中文你要改一下哦，中文这个翻译不太好，你会好像说两个人在散步，不小心啊，怎么碰到了，对不对？中文你会这样的感觉，好像遇到了，不期而遇，其实不是神，是把他找到，这个差很远，对不对？
After Hagar was pregnant, God found, angel of God found Hagar in the desert.
你如果说，哎呀，多好笑啊！我昨天在当趟啊，我遇到一个二十年没有见到的那个什么以前的那个被我揍的那个小子，他现在对我多好。那不是，你说，哎呀，我找到了，就差好远了，对不对
？Yeah, if you said that you coincidentally met a friend that or somebody that you knew 25 years ago, that's very different than saying that you found that friend.
那他就对他说：“哎，撒拉的使女夏甲，你从哪里来？要往哪里去？”其实那个神的使者知道不知道？老早知道了嘛。所以神有时候会问我们这样子哈，在圣经里面常常这样子，不是说神不知道。
Angel of God asked Hagar, even though he knew very well where she's going, but he asked her, "Where have you come from and where are you going?"
那个我们看为什么取名叫做以实玛利
？And why did the Lord gave this child name of Ishmael?
因为神听见了你的苦情。
Because that means for the Lord has heard your misery.
13节
Verse 13.
所以夏甲就称那对他说话的神为看顾人的神。所以这是表现出来是什么？神对已经成了的这个事实，这事实不是对的哦。神的怜悯，这是两回事情。等一下我们再看，神有怜悯也有公义啊。等一下公义就来了，公义来就哭了。
Basically, the name Ishmael came about due to the
神取的
God's mercy on the
名，因为讲到名字，说你以实玛利神取的名字了哈。神的怜悯是一个事实，不是神对一个事实，对一个已成了人血气所做的一个事实的一个怜悯。
神对继承事实，
那这个事实呢是人血气人的仁义做的。
On the account of Ishmael, God showed his mercy on this factual this fact that happened.
这个写中文也不对哈，应该写英文。不是因为我们有只看英文的，这样子对他们很抱歉。 Sorry, brother.
We actually should have somebody write English as well, since there's people that only read English. Sorry about that.
快快，因为我们时间不很多，因为我是用平常是比较少这样子，然后那因为我不是说这个，因为我们第一次这样做哈，让你们比较清楚说这个道理是你自己发明，不是自己你找出来的。如果我把它全部写上来说，哎，神的怜悯，那个你已经一般你听了怎么样会反感，会不会？会。
We like to use this format so that we can all
是不是
？We can all discover the lesson ourselves.
但是有一个兄弟啊。
跟你说，因为这个事情，你做的是。
因为我的字不好啊，请大家可以的，请上来。
好，那没有关系，快。那这个是根本还没有你中文会嘛哈？你中文都行。
我中文不会啊。
中文不会。是啊，那中文也行啊。
啊，
中文也行，对。
中文好好写的。
还是叶必修，叶必修，
因为我左手写的嘛，写得很慢。
其实我本来就要想叫那个耀正来写，耀正做笔记是一流的，因为他曾经做过笔记。他用打的，我讲的话，他几乎都打出来啊，可把我吓一跳。好了，你赶快写，赶快，神曲。那这个呢？神曲的是什么？根本还没有生，就还没有开始，神已经曲了。不一定在这里，对不对
？On the account of Isaac, God granted Isaac's name even before the pregnancy occurred.
所以对这两个人，神其实神对他们的就是生下来之后的爱，应该是没有说很大的差别。
So God's love for both child after they were born are not much different.
你看，神是以斯玛利，就是什么？神听见了。神听见这个小孩子，对神对这个存在的这个小孩对他的爱也是有的。
God showed his love towards Ishmael because he recognized the fact of his existence, and he had mercy on him.
好，我们再来，他们生下来之后，你看这个以斯玛利，他生下来之后有没有受隔离？有没有？
That was Ishmael circumcised right after he was born?
有人点头，对不对？戒在哪里？
He was circumcised.
啊？十七章二十三，好，谢谢。
Chapter 17, verse 23.
那个这个时候，那个什么，以斯玛利受割礼的时候几岁？
How old was Ishmael when he was circumcised?
十三岁。那个以撒受割礼的时候几岁？
He was 13.
八天。
Isaac when he was circumcised was when he was 8 days old.
在以后的那个割礼，神的规定是什么时候受割礼？八天。所以一个是照规矩来，一个是什么？一个是先上车后补票，是补上去的。我是用这样讲，应该是圣经是这样子，对不对
？At that time, the regulation
不是我们是这种是分析法了，就是在解经的方面哈，就是要分析啊，分析这个方法就是方法是没有用的东西嘛，但是最主要是这个经文。
At that time, Isaac was circumcised according to the rule at that time, which is 8 days. Ishmael was circumcised afterwards, after 13 years. And again, this format of discussion is so that we can analyze the Bible.
好，那个他们的出生呢，以斯玛利是从亚伯兰生的。是亚伯兰生的，对不对
？Ishmael was given birth by Abraham.
那亚伯兰生，那是怎么生呢？是借着什么使女生的
？However, it was through his maid servant Hagar that were they conceived and gave birth to Ishmael.
对不对？这个是在16:15，后来夏甲给亚伯兰生了一个儿子。
Chapter 16:15, so Hagar bore Abram a son.
所以是夏甲给亚伯兰生的。
So Hagar, which was a maid servant of Abraham, gave.
好，当
Abraham a son.
亚伯兰生以斯玛利的时候，他的名字是什么？你写错了 ，born of Abram 不是 Abraham， 名字不一样啊。
At the time,
是不是这有不一样吗？我们只是把圣经抄起来，我们不能说咬文嚼字什么，你就先抄事实再讲啊，怎么解释另外一回事情
？At the time when Abraham gave birth to Ishmael. His name was Abraham.
那个时候还没改名字。
At that time, his name wasn't changed.
是不是？
Let's just write down the facts right now.
那这个呢是那个谁给那个是撒来，哦，就是撒拉给亚伯拉罕生的。
While Isaac was, Sarah gave birth to, for Abraham, gave birth Isaac for Abraham.
好，这个是我们跟。这个是二十一章第七节，你信节都没有写。
21:7。
嗯，这里是说，谁能对异先对亚伯兰说撒来独养小孩呢？因为他在年老的时候给我，我给他生了一个儿子。二十一章第七节，对不对？所以这个时候的名字是亚撒拉，撒拉为亚伯拉罕生了一个儿子，所以是不一样的。那边是撒来。不是夏甲给亚伯兰生了一个孩子。
Here,
difference. 我们只是很老实的把它写出来。
The Bible records that Sarah became pregnant, bore a son to Abraham, on the account of Isaac. While on the account of Ishmael, Hagar bore a son to Abraham, which was Ishmael.
好，那生的结果怎么样呢？
What was the result after the birth?
在生的，在他这边怀孕的时候，这边是什么？家庭是地震的，对不对？我们昨天有讲过，地震了，整家是苦的，是不是？所以神才会说我听了你的苦情，所以这是在苦里面，在苦里面怀孕生的。这边呢是从头笑到尾，对不对？亚伯兰先笑，他太太笑，后来呢，最后大家一起笑，所以我们只是把它抄下来了。
On the account of Ishmael, Ishmael was born during the family's time where the family was undergoing suffering and toils, whereas Isaac was born. Ever since even the news of the pregnancy, they were overjoyed. They laughed. Until the day he was born, even afterwards, everyone heard the news was laughing. So it was very joyous.
你说我说的，那你喜欢？那以实玛利这边在生夏甲是怎么样一个身份？使女，并且呢可以生，是正常人的生。所以那个撒来说。我把我的妾给你，或许可以生，这是正常人，也不是说一定会生了，但是是在人的自然的那个什么自然律里面的一种状态。
The status of Hagar, which was the mother of Ishmael, she was a maidservant of their family, and she gave or conceived.
她妈妈是那个什么？妈妈是先讲她妈妈，妈妈是什么？仆女、婢女。
And she conceived under her normal, natural ability.
那这边呢是什么的自主的妇人
？Well, Isaac's mother is the mistress of the family, and but basically the wife of the master.
好，那他生的时候是自然的生。可以生的年那个的年龄来生，这边呢是不可能生呐、啊。
Hagar conceived，
就是不可能当中蹦出来的。
Under normal circumstances, under her normal age of pregnancy and conceived that way, versus Isaac's mother, Sarah, she conceived at an age where it's impossible for a normal person to be pregnant.
好。像还有什么
？What else？
那还没有，如果没有的话，你再想想哈，这个问题还是继续存在哈。等一下再问编审，你再想想哈，再补充一下。那我们要来继续再来谈。 我们看第八节，二十一章第八节。
我讲一下啊、哦。应该是你要讲，要这样子一拖一拖。
没有这。
要点你不讲的那么多。
好，谢谢。
所以你要讲的时候，你应该要讲多少？先把记者引下来，这样子时间多节省啊。
OK， 好，谢谢。
我都不晓得，我从来没有上过这样子。
就是我要试试看呢、啊。谢谢你，我那个如果喷出来有啊，我马上有。但是我只是想说，用另外一种方式，因为这个很少人这样子，那只是让你。所以我站在台下，我不敢上台，我是先想好了。哎，他们说教会另一种方式来试试看了、啊、哈。对不起。
I do have the script of all the content
试试看、
啊、of the discussion.、嗯、However, I like to use this format just to try it out so that you know we could break it down for everyone, like you know.
其实你这样子的话哈、哦，你印象会更深刻。如果你把它print出来的话，你回去会忘记啊。因为我教过很多课哦，印象会很深刻。啊，没有的话，你回去就忘记了。
I think this way.
因为我教过很多、啊。
This is
教完之后，哎，没有啊，没有讲啊。
If we just give you a handout, you will not remember the content. However, this way, you'll remember it. It'll be impressed in your mind after you go home.
我们试试了哈。来，我们来看二十一章第八节。
Let's look at chapter 21, verse 8.、
嗯、这边呢，孩子渐长就断了奶。
Here it says the child grew and was weaned.、
嗯、就是在孩子渐长的时候，大家都一起长，对不对？现在一个家。
And while the child grew, the family grew as well into a family.
那断奶之后呢？以撒断奶的日子，亚伯兰就摆设丰盛的宴席哦。
On the day Isaac was weaned, Abraham held a great feast.
那第九节
，verse nine.
当时呢，撒拉看见埃及人夏甲给亚伯拉罕所生的儿子细夏。
But Sarah saw that the son whom Hagar the Egyptian had borne to Abraham was mocking.
嗯。戏笑不只是说开玩笑这样子。
He wasn't just joking, but she was mocking.
Mocking 是比较严重，对吗
？Mocking her, yeah.
嗯，就是取笑，就是这种欺负、看不起这样子。嗯。
And she was ridiculing Hagar.
嗯。那然后呢？这个那个撒拉就对亚伯兰说了：“你把这使女和她儿子赶出去。”因为这使你的儿子不可与我的儿子以撒一同承受产业。
So Sarah said to Abraham, "Get rid of the slave woman and her son, for the slave woman's son will never share the inheritance with my son Isaac."
现在这个夏甲他的concern是什么？他的那个关心点在哪里
？So what concerns Hagar at this point?、
嗯、是产业问题。
It's the
产业问题
matter of inheritance.
不是说我小孩被你欺负或是什么
Not because that she was
ridiculed.
Rather because she was concerned with the inheritance.
重当然是他的爆引爆的点是在那个什么 mocking 是在那个喜笑是在这个嘲笑是在戏弄这件事是不是这引爆点但是最后的那个终极哈的 concern ultimate concern 是什么是产业。
The source of all this event occurred is because of the fact that Sarah started mocking Hagar, but the ultimate concern of Hagar was the fact that her child might lose his inheritance.
对，一起长大，然后呢，一起长大，接下来就是，大的怎么样戏笑小的，哈、哦，然后这个。撒拉的建议是怎么样把他赶出去哦？赶出去。
So they grew up together. Sarah mocked Hagar, and Sarah's suggestion was that Abraham get rid of the slave woman Hagar and her son.
赶出去，你那是什么
？Get rid of，
就是 kiss out， 对不对？是不是跟 kiss out 一样？好像你家忽然跑一只那个野猫进来了，怎么样？Kiss out.
It's like all of a sudden you've got a neighbor's cat and your it came into your home and you want to cast out this cat.
是这样子的，好像就 kiss out.
Yeah, so that's how Sarah felt towards Hagar.
那这亚伯兰怎么样？亚伯兰是不是说好，马上执行？
So let's look at Abraham's response. Did he respond by saying, fine, it'll be done? Let's look at verse 11.
亚伯拉罕因他儿子的缘故怎么样？很忧愁。
Verse 11 here says, the matter distressed Abraham greatly because it concerned his son.
因他儿子。
Because it concerned his son.
他儿子是哪一个？
Which son is he referring to?
不知道，但是在这里的concern是concern哪一个？让大家来想想了，concern是要被赶出去的，还是留在家里的？啊？赶出去那个哈，一般还是concern里面这个，应该比较不concern。所以在亚伯拉罕的眼里面，以实玛利是他的儿子哦。
So logically, Abraham was concerned about Ishmael because he was going to be cast out, and also because he saw Ishmael as his own son.
他很忧愁啊。
He was distressed greatly.
很 stress 是不是？不是好日子过的了。
And it wasn't just a very happy day for him.
这时候神来了。
So at that moment, God presented himself.
我们从亚伯兰故事可以看到，在平常日子，神常常不插手的。你就照我的给你的定力来活啊。但是如果到一个很重要关键，神就来了。
From the life of Abraham, we can see that usually God let Abraham go about his business as long as he acts according to God's will and his time. But sometimes God will appear at a very important time when he needs to give him instructions.
在这件事，撒来，我们看，如果你只是念到这里，你知道，如果你念到那个亚伯兰心里忧愁，你一定想说，妇人之见容不了那个什么，那个什么。容不了那个第二个那个妾的孩子啊，小心眼，给他一点东西就好，怎么又赶出去？这太绝了，会不会
？And if we read,
如果我们只念到这，用人间来讲，好像不人道。
If we stop the story here and use our own human rationale to evaluate the story, we will think that Sarah had a really small heart and she could not, she did not have room in her heart to accommodate Hagar, which is the second wife, and also her maidservant, and also her concubine and her son.
亚伯兰是很有钱的大家。
Abraham was a very wealthy person, also from a wealthy family.
他在要那个门口就是盖一个工人房给他们那个母女住也可以啊，是不是？为什么赶出去？
He could have built another house for his maid servant, his concubine, and her son to live. And why did he have to cast her and her son out?
美国很比较，我比较少看人家家有工人房的哈。
Very rarely in the United States.
走过几家，好像你们家有没有工人房
？You'll see a house with a maidservant's home.
南非的信徒哈，几乎每个家都有工人房。
In South Africa, every one of our believers that lives there has a maidservant's quarter.
教会的，因为他们买以前的人家的房子啊。
Because they bought homes that existed at that time. The previous owner had maidservants.
主人的家是很大，好像皇宫一样。那工人房呢，一定是靠边边隔起来，用一个那隔起来，很小啊。那个、
the master's home would be very luxurious, very big. Compared to the maidservant's quarter, they would be set aside at a corner, blocked, screened away, and very small.
他们说黑人房这样子的。
And they would say that belongs.
不能讲，你这讲会被人家骂。
That belonged to the maidservants.
对，你还是聪明，换得很好，好聪明。好，但是赶啊，赶出去。
But Abraham didn't do that. He actually cast Hagar and her son out of the house completely.
把这段讲完后，再休息十分钟好吗
？I'll finish this portion and we'll take a break.
神说了。
So God spoke.
你不必为这个童子跟他的使女忧愁。所以神的 神晓得他忧愁的是为这个以斯玛利。
God said, "Do not be so distressed about the boy and your maidservant." God realized that He is distressed about Hagar and her son.
凡撒拉对你所说的话，你都应该听从啊！这是神说你要听从太太的话了。
God went ahead and said, "Listen to whatever Sarah tells you." God encouraged Abraham to listen to his wife.
因为从以撒生的才要称为你的后裔了。
Because it is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned.
那这个使你的儿子呢，我要让他成为一国，因为他是你所生的了。
But God also said that He will make the son of the maidservant into a nation because he is your offspring.
这里我们看起来，我们的思想观念里，我们常常是什么黑白对分。
Normally, our logic runs either black or white.
要不是神爱你，就是神恨你。
Either God loves you or God hates you.
好、
哦，isn't that the case?
但是这里神很公正的讲，要赶出去。
But here God said very justly, said that you do have to cast them out of the house.
以撒是应许的
，because Isaac is from his promise.
你的子孙从他。
All of your offspring will be reckoned through Isaac's heritage.
已经成事实的这个人。
However, Ishmael was a fact as well.
我也会看顾他。
Because he's your offspring, I will still take care of him.
我因为他是从你而生。
Because he is your offspring.
看在你脸上。
And because of the sake of Abraham, God spared.
我们看十四节。
Ishmael. Let's continue to read verse 14.
亚伯兰清早就起来了。
Early next morning, Abraham came, woke up.
亚伯兰一生有几次清早起来？昨天有讲过，对不对？清早起来表示很特殊了。你算算看，有几次清早起来？你也可以讲个讲题，就是亚伯拉罕清早起来。
We can count the account of Abraham during his recording in the Bible that where he woke up early in the morning. Usually he woke up early in the morning because it's a very special day. And actually we can use this as a sermon topic.
这里是一次的哈。
So here it's another account where Abraham
他就拿饼和一皮带水给了夏甲。
Got up early in the morning, took some food and a skin of water and gave it to Hagar.
搭在他的肩上。
He set them on her shoulders.
又把孩子交给他
and then sent her off with her boy.
然后呢，打发他走
and then send them off.
打发跟 cast out 是完全不一样的一个动作跟那个思想背景。
Sending them off versus casting them away are totally different.
你 cast out 是把他赶走，是好像踢那个什么野猫一样踢走的。
By casting them out, it's like you're kicking them out of the house.
你把他送走，打发。打发这个字 sent 像神差遣他的工人，神差遣他的使者，神差遣先知，都用这个字是有目的、有意义的，并且善意的，说啊，再见了、哦，你还好好自为之哦，那个完成你的功课哦，是这样子的。
By sending her off, this word "send" also being used when Jesus sent off his apostles. God commissions his disciples off. So Abraham basically sent Hagar off and blessed her off that way.
这可以看出亚伯兰内心的一种撕裂的感觉。
And we can still see that Abraham still was very distressed and very not willing to do.
神也说赶出去了
，But God still
是不是
？God said cast her away。
神站在那个什么撒拉这边
，God was
他讲的是对
on Sarah's side and agree with Sarah。
你要赶，那你赶完之后我来照顾。
He said
是不是
cast
神是意思是这样子
？Cast them away and after you cast them away, I will take care of them。
好、嗯哦，但是亚伯兰是什么？亚伯兰亲自替他准备东西啊。你看
But Abraham,
在当时没有这样子的
Abraham personally prepared the food and the water for he was about to send them off
你会看见亚伯兰要跟这个夏甲离别的时候跟这个小孩子是圣经没写但是你会看到他那个柔情那个蜜意、哦、不是吗替他准备好跟他搭在肩上把孩子又交给他
So you can imagine or visualize, even though it's not recorded in the Bible, that the emotional unwillingness or the love Abraham had for Hagar before he sent her off. So then they departed.
那当然，这个是神后来真的保守他了哈。
So indeed, God did take care of Hagar and Ishmael.
我们看二十一节。
Let's look at verse 21.
他住在巴兰的旷野，他母亲从埃及地给他娶了一个妻子。
While they were living in the desert, Paran, his mother got a wife for him from Egypt.
啊，娶了个妻子，然后呢，我们看。神怎么？我们看十二节。
Verse 12。
神对亚伯兰说：“你不必为这什么童子你先放心。”
But God said, "Do not be so distressed about the boy."
嗯，如果你念到童子，你想说什么？好像抱在手里，是不是？好像至少五六岁、七八岁，是不是？他现在几岁了？算一算。嗯，十几啊？
十四。
十四啊？不止哦。啊，啊，十六七岁，二十岁，那个只是娘猜二十，不是猜，他讲二十岁，他应该是很有把握的，因为他一直在念断奶断奶，断奶几岁？你已经听过谁讲过什么道理吗？还是你自己插卡过？
没有，我猜撒莫断奶可以到圣灵。
对，这个不、好，我们同心默祷，这大家想一想。
Let's bow our heads and ponder about this.